Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Hello, everyone out there. I'm hoping you can hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gillian Clark for Pat McDowell. This is the Avon Motivational Radio Show today. And for those of you who are first time on the call, the purpose of the call is to help take your business to the next level. Today, we have a special guest, Claribel Perez, who will be our guest on the show. Pat McDowell could not make the call, so my name is Gillian Clark, and I'm on the call today for her. So, Claribel, do we have you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Gillian. How are you?
Hi, Claribel. Well, just to say a little bit about Claribel, Claribel celebrates her first anniversary on December 29th, her first year anniversary with Avon. Claribel is President's Club. She's in leadership. She's in AUL. Claribel, just to let those who know who don't know, Claribel became unit leader in three campaigns. She started in campaign two of this year, and she became AUL in about nine campaigns. So she was able to participate in the Believe in Your Success and receive the $300 and the $600 bonuses. So I guess we're going to start with talking to Claribel so she can tell us a little bit about herself. So Claribel, why don't you tell us your story?
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Gillian and Pat, for having me today. And I'm so excited to be here with you in this radio show, and also happy to share with all of you my short but intense rewarding time with Avon, being an Avon representative. As Vivian said, I am only with Avon for the last year. I'm celebrating my first anniversary this December 29th. I have a family. Two kids, a daughter who just recently turned five, and a son who recently turned three, a husband. And I started Avon, not because I was looking forward to do it, but even though I always wanted to do something from home to take care of my kids and take care of my home too and have some extra money, but I was a customer, even a customer, but I didn't plan to do this as a business. Elsa Madrid, that I'm pretty sure most of you know her. She was my Avon lady. I used to buy from her, and she offered me the opportunity two times before I accepted. So it was the third time she told me about the Avon opportunity that I finally say yes and sign up. She offered me the opportunity, but she didn't insist in doing it. She only gave me the opportunity in being an Avon representative. And I didn't see the potential at that time of the business. She maybe saw the potential in me, that she didn't give up offered me the opportunity later on. So last December, when she came to my house to wrap up some orders, she also, again, told me, why don't you sign up? It's better for you. You can have this discount, 40%. So I saw some potential in there. It was holidays. It was the time to give out gifts to people. So I said, well, let me do it. So I signed up, and then she invited me to a meeting at the office, I remember that she was recognized to become a dance unit leader at that time. I don't know what was that. But I heard Maria saying that the list, the top 100 list, that we saw on the wall, she was the third one. And I was amazed with that because I know her from the church and from outside, but I didn't know she had the potential of being a self-leader. And that was something that impacted me so much. And I said, well, if Elsa can do it, then I also can do it too. Why not? So then she invited me to another meeting in the headquarters office in Manhattan. And Carmen also was talking. We didn't get to know Carmen as a division manager. And she was talking about the incentive program, Believe in Your Success. I was impressed and I was amazed with this program since I heard about it. And I fell in love with the slogan, Avon So Easy to Love. So I started talking, since I went out of this meeting, I started talking to everyone I know. I mean, and even though I didn't, because I knew that everyone that I talked to will represent $150 plus commission. So I get this a lot of support from my upline all the time, Madrid. And we went outside, we went recruiting, she went with me also to find up people. And I called her, I remember calling her 10 times a day for anything because I always wanted to know what is going on with everything. And she had always a positive attitude with me, a good attitude. So that's something that I will always thank to Elsa and to all in the leadership program.
Well, I have to tell you, Claribel, you are simply amazing. Your story that you've just said, it should strike home with a lot of other representatives. Here you are, you have two children, a 3- and a 5-year-old. You're working your Avon business. You're in contact with your upline. You want to get to the next level, and then you do it within a year. I am kudos to you, and I hope that a lot of the representatives that think that they're having a hard time right now take and listen to your story, and I hope it motivates them to try and get to that next level with Avon. So I thank you for that awesome story. So one of the other things I want to ask you is that here we are now. You've been doing this now for a year. Now here's the first time. This is Christmas time. And this is a period of time when you're trying to do and make as much as you can money-wise and to increase and to make your business succeed going into the new year. I know there's two topics. One main thing that you discussed, we had discussed, and that is that you do a 90-day plan. Is that correct?
Yes. I plan with Maria Rivera, district manager, the 90-day business plan. I was really amazed with my numbers because I didn't have those numbers before, and when I saw what I had achieved during this year, I was surprised with all the money that we're talking and all every campaign, what is happening in my group. So I was really excited, and then we plan a 90-day business plan on in recruiting and also increase sales increase.
Okay, let's say that that is exactly what you needed to do. You got your 90-day plan, you follow through with it, and that's why you're on your road to success. Let's say that there are representatives out there that didn't do their 90-day plan, but they want to make this Christmas season work for them. What can you give us any nuggets regarding recruiting? And then we'll talk about customers, but what nuggets can you give us about what you do as far as recruiting at this point in time, at this date really, which is 20 days until Christmas?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my suggestion is to go outside at least 3 times a week for two hours minimum, so to give out books in malls, in shopping centers, around the stores, beauty salons, laundromats, nail salons, doctor's office that many people now are looking for some, they need to give to someone. I'm pretty sure of that. And that's a way that we could increase in terms of customers or sales increases in the in our campaign. Also for we are planning also doing open house. We did an open house about 2 weeks ago in my house and also in Elsa's house. We had basically decorated everything with all the Avon products, and also we had baskets of products with offers, and we made a basket of products with in Christmas baskets so that people also can get the idea and maybe order some gifts, some baskets for Christmas.
So let me get this right. So what you're doing now to get more customers is you did an open house at your place. And you had people.
Another one next week. Mm-hmm.
So you have your customers that you've called, and your customers that say that you haven't heard from in a while. You called them all, and then you created this open house, and they came and saw products that you had there.
Yes, and they bought products. We had orders in the open house. Maybe they saw the books and they ordered something else that they wanted on the book, and we also increase our campaign 25 on orders.
Also, and you have another one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I
set up appointments with some of the customers that for some reason couldn't attend the open house to bring the product and the samples to their house. And then mostly with the holiday season's stuff decoration. So that they can see, because sometimes they see in the book, but if they see it personally, since we have it, then they might be able to order it.
So then, besides your open house, you have another one coming up next week, which is right before Christmas. You also set private appointments, which I know that's one thing that Pat had sent out and discussed, and she does, and it works for you. You go out and you make private appointments with your customers.
Yes, I received the email from Maria, the suggestion from Pat, and I said, okay, so let me call some customers that they for some reason they couldn't come, and I called them. I know you couldn't come, so when can I go there with you so you can see the products and stuff so I could they could order from also at the private.
That is, it's serious. This is serious. This is totally amazing. I hope that everybody out there has their pen out and is taking down some of these notes, because we can all do it. And it's very key right now to do this now, because January might be a little slow. It's known not to be as busy. So if we can build up this momentum now, it'll carry us through to January. So you're doing, I'm sure you're on your plan and it's working for you, and I think that's awesome, and I hope that other representatives out there can take this information and make it work for them, as you've made it work for you.
Yes, that's something that's else excellent. They could representatives can do, and to give some gifts. Why don't you buy from your own store at a discount? So don't go outside and to other stores to buy gifts. Buy from your own store so that you can increase the order, and also you can have more
sales.
Yes, and also. Mm-hmm.
And that's great too, because if you're buying from your own store and you're wearing your Avon products and talking about your Avon products, that's one of the best ways to promote your business. That is excellent. So right now, I know that you discussed one of the things in your plan was that every week you go out. So I'd like you to give us an idea. What do you do in a typical day for your Avon business?
Okay. Typical day, I spend at least 2 or 3 hours a day, going, if not going outside, having some appointment with someone, either for recruited or for any order or any customer. So basically, not staying still, not staying still in the house, waiting for things to come. And this is part of what one of the books that I'm reading is helping me do it.
Okay.
Go
so,
outside.
No, I'm sorry. Finish.
Okay. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So that brings us into another part here then. You've given us some great nuggets and tidbits, and one of the things I know very much about you, as I know that everyone on with Maria Rivera, she makes us all read books, and I know that you're reading an awesome book right now. And what was the name of that book?
The name of the book is Make Today Count.
And that's by John Maxwell?
Yes, John Maxwell.
So Make Today Count. And if any of you out there are not aware, during the holidays like this, it's not that expensive to pick up one of these books or find out from a group or find out from your upline or whatever. If you need something for inspiration, what Clarabelle's talking about is that we have a book group, and Make Today Count is the book that she's reading right now so that she can give us some ideas of that will help us to give key success for our business. So, Clarabelle, if you can tell us some tidbits about that book, some ideas that people can take in and maybe incorporate in their life to help them, what are some things, a couple things, if you can let us know some information on?
Yes. One of the things that most impacted me when I was reading the book is that Maxwell said that he stayed with any of us for like 24 hours, he will be able to let us know in what direction we are heading our life. Because depending on our daily agenda, the secret of success is determined by our daily agenda. So if you were able to say whether or not we will be successful in any 24-hour period of our everyday life. So that's something that really impacted me at the beginning when I was reading, because it says that if you make a few key decisions and then manage them well in your daily agenda, you will succeed. And then
that is. Can you repeat that again? Because that's a very key point. Could you repeat that one more time?
The success. The secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. If you make a few key decisions and then manage them well in your daily agenda, you will succeed. But you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. So if you success doesn't just really occur one day in someone's life, but neither stay there. So it is a process, that's what he said. It depends on what you do every day. So you need to make today count in order to have a better future. And everything that we are doing in our everyday life, we are preparing for something. It could be good, it could be bad. But it depends only on us, on our daily agenda.
There is two key words that he uses,
decisions and discipline. And he says good decisions, but without daily discipline, it's a plan without a payoff. And discipline, the daily discipline without good decisions is the regimentation without reward. But good decisions plus daily discipline is a masterpiece of potential. So we need to work out both of them, good decisions and daily discipline, in order to succeed.
That's really such a key thing and very important just in life alone. Nevertheless, just the Avon business. There was something else that you had mentioned also. You said that there were, I know that you had, we had talked about this book, and you said that there were 12 critical areas of success.
Yes.
And one of the ones I know you mentioned, and right now at this holiday time, I believe you said it was something about positive attitude. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. This is the first area of the daily dosing that he uses as a list of critical areas, the positive attitude. And to talk about that, I will give an example of what he, how did he found a positive attitude in him. So he was a basketball team in his high school. He was only 17 years old, but he was part of the team. Even though he was not the best, he was one of the players. The coach one day called him and said to him that he wanted him to be the captain of the team. At that time, he was really excited when he heard that, but then he was also surprised on why did they choose him to be the team if there was somebody else, another teammate that was better player. Then the coach responds that he didn't want the best player. He wants the best attitude player. So after that, he was also, because he knew that the best attitude player will bring the group, the team, to win the game. But it doesn't matter if you are the best, but if you don't have a good attitude, then you won't go anywhere because your attitude won't help you. So he was then chosen as a citizen of the month at school. The teachers loved his attitude every time, and he was finding this good attitude was helping him in being to make an impact in the people around him. So he said he made the decision in keeping a positive attitude to use it and influence others since that time. And this is something that helped me also to start up being a speaker and you know, help people to change their life and have some impact in their life, changing the world and changing or helping at least people to change and go to the next level.
Well, that is an awesome, awesome story, because I think everybody can relate to that. That is very, very, very good. I love the fact that you're sharing the things that you've learned from this book, because even what you've just said to me, it just it reminds me of things that I forgot about. even the good decisions, daily discipline, positive attitude. I mean, those are all the keys to success. And I have to tell you, if anybody who hasn't been around Clarabel, she is always smiling. She is always helpful. And you can tell that from her in her personality. So I have to tell you, I thank you so, so much, Clarabel, for sharing all of that. That is simply awesome. I know that one of the things you said to increase your sales now is a couple of things you've said is it's not too late. Isn't that correct? To still try and succeed?
Yeah.
And you said that you should talk to everyone, because that seems like that's what you're doing. You talk to every single person. And what about Clarabel, if someone says no to you? What do you do? What if you're like you're new and so you start talking to someone and say, no, I don't want to hear about Avon, or no, I don't like Avon? What do you do?
Well, you need to step to go on. I mean, if you talk to someone that for some reason they don't want to hear about Avon, or they don't want to do the business, it's okay. Maybe they could be your friend, they could be your customer one day, but you don't need to push it. So this is something that I love about Avon, that many people know the product, many people know the company, and you don't need to lie, you don't need to Photoshop people. It's only $10 to sign up. It's one of the companies that you don't need to invest that much money to start up the business. And many people know it. So it's easy, besides some other companies that you need to sell some products that you don't even know what it is, or many people don't know. So this is something that you will find people that will be interested outside. And many people you will get amazed that some people are outside waiting for some extra earnings opportunities. And they need to sign up through your Avon.com because they don't find anybody that tells them about the opportunities. So we have a lot of potential outside for the business, and much more to come.
That is very good advice, excellent advice. So I hope that everybody out there listens to what the great advice that Clarabelle has given us, because I see that Clarabelle, I want to be just like you too. All that you're doing in such a short period of time, and you have a family and kids, I mean, that is simply amazing, simply amazing. So, Clarabelle, there are 20 days until Christmas. If there was one thing you had to tell all the representatives out there, what would you say?
Don't stay home. And call your customers, the one that you haven't talked on for some time, and offer them, you know, to set up appointments with them for increase your sales. And if you have products home, you can maybe do some baskets, small baskets that, you know, they look pretty and they are not too expensive, that anyone could go with this gift to, so that somebody could buy it, and you could put it maybe somewhere. If you have, you can try to do this open house. If you live in a building, you can do some signs and an elevator, or to talk to your friends through the open house, and maybe you can have also some sales in there for the holidays.
Well, Clarabelle, I think it's... I think that I'm hoping that there's someone out there that you touched, because there are a couple of things that you said, tidbits that I'm going to take and follow through right now that I hope to help me, because as the days, it's 20 days, I'm going to start doing my discipline and my daily activities. I've been doing it, but if I want to make more and do more, then I have to do more. So I will follow through with that, and we thank you so, so much. Is there anyone out there that has any questions for Clarabelle? Okay. I don't see anybody on the line that has a question right now. So we're going to end this broadcast. And as Pat says, when she ends each broadcast, she does a quote. I have a quote that I got from Maria Rivera that I use on my emails. And it says, you can have everything in life that you want if you will just help enough other people to get what they want. So with that, I'd like to close the line, and I wish you great success. And go out there this week, depending on what RPS you are, go out there and knock it out of the ballpark. Get customers. Make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.